the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is integrating WebSphere MQ version 7 publish subscribe feature with WebSphere Data Power SOA appliance. Today's presenter is Chin Sahu. Chin has worked in WebSphere Data Power support for more than 4 years. He is certified as a Data Power Solution Developer. He also works as the MQ Pod Leader in Data Power support. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Chin.
Okay, thank you, Joseph. Thank you, and hi, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever it may apply to you. And I think today's topic is integrating WebSphere MQ version 7 publish subscribe feature with WebSphere Data SOA appliance. And please go to the next slide. Today's agenda that we'll be talking about the MQ publish subscribe features. This is the V7, MQ version 7 publish subscribe features. And prior to V7, MQ broker, which runs on top of MQ, but in V7 that is being integrated. So there are some API and there are some VARs which are implemented in V7. So we'll be talking a little bit on that. Then we'll talk about the MQ version 7 configurations for publish subscribe feature. Then I'll talk about the data power configuration for the PubSub, and later on we'll talk a little bit about the troubleshooting techniques, and there will be some useful links for this presentation and, you know, docs, and then lastly we'll have the Q&A. Go to the next slide, please. We are at slide number 3. This is the MQ version PubSub features. This is what we have seen, that the version 7 public subscribe becomes an inbuilt part of the MQ API. And the version 7 extends MQ API to use public subscribe models with ease. Even though we had the MQ broker before, but this version had the native built-in features in the product. And this also provides or extends the administrative interface, such as the MQSC or PCF command, to allow administrator to manage publish subscribe applications. And the MQ version Explorer also is modified to manage the various artifacts, such as the topics, the queues, the subscriptions, and, you know, its associated queues, etc. So we will use the MQ Explorer version 7 to demonstrate a few of these features, how you can create, modify, or at least configure in version MQ version 7. Go to the next slide, please. I am at the slide number 4. Publish subscribe is an application model where the information is decoupled from the provider of the information and the consumer of that information. So that's why the provider of the information is called as the publisher, and the consumer of the information is called as the subscriber. So in this particular model, new providers and consumers can be added without disruption, which means that you can add a particular subscription without knowing who is the publisher. At the same way, you can add or delete a publisher without knowing who are the subscribers. So go to the slide number 5. still we are, the version 7 PubSub feature is continuing. This is a model, the PubSub model connects publishing and subscribing application via the topic or the subject with the publisher associated with the information. So the key concept in PubSub is the topic. Topic, the publisher basically publish the information to a given topic and the subscriber subscribe to that topic, therefore get those messages or subscriptions. And that is how these two PubSub features work in MQ. Subscribers nominate which type of information they want to receive by subscribing to specific topics. And that's where the topic is the bridge between publisher and the subscriber. Go to the next slide, please. Slide number 6. Publisher information are on aware of subscriber to the extent they may publish information even if they are no subscriber. That's what I think I mentioned, that the publisher don't know who are the subscriber, and the same way the subscribers don't know who are the publisher, but only thing that they have to know is the topic. What topic is there, and the publishers will publish the message to that particular topic, and subscribers will get the information or messages from that topic by way of subscribing to that. The publishing and subscribing features are dynamic processes. New subscribers or new publishers can be added to the system without disturbing the particular mechanism. And with respect to a given topic, there are possible combinations of publishers and subscribers are possible, such as one publisher to one subscriber, which probably you see that in point-to-point application, where one queue to another queue, but in this case, one publisher to one subscriber. There may be one publisher to many subscribers, or it can be many publisher to one subscriber, which means one to many or many to one, or it can be many to many, means that many publishers will publish messages to many topics, and then many subscribers can subscribe to those topics. These are some of the paradigm, message paradigm or message model. So go to the next slide, please. Slide number 7. Subscribers register with the queue manager to receive information relating to specific topics. They use MQ sub verb. This is the new command or verb added in the MQ version 7 for subscription. Same way, publishers provide information about specific topics by sending publication to the queue manager. They use the MQ put verb. So these are the two specific commands that are available in MQ version 7. And then the queue manager forwards each publication it receives to all subscribers with a subscription that matches the associated topic. So again, I just want to emphasize the topic is the central point of reference. The publishers and the subscribers, they all connect to that particular concept called topic. So go to the next slide, please. This slide number 8, so we have types of publications. There are two kinds of publication that we'll be talking. One called the events publication, and the examples are like continuing succession of logically independent messages, for example, trades, or customer buying an airline ticket. And these type of events, they are all continuous. So that means that you want to publish these messages as a continuous way, and that's what we call the events. The next type is the state. Go to the next slide. this is the information that is being regularly updated or replaced. For example, stock prices, furnace temperature, and you know, some of these things are state information. If you miss any information prior to the last, you don't lose anything, but rather you get the last updates or last information which will be relevant to, you know, person who is subscribing. Because in stock price, you know, at a given time, whatever the price is, you will know that's what you are interested. If it doesn't match to your price that you are trying to sell or buy, then naturally that will not be relevant. But at a time when you want to see the state, that's what the state information are published. Queue manager can retain copy of the last publication. There is a feature in Queue manager that you can say keep the last, retain the message. So it will just keep the last message. Therefore, the subscriber may receive those messages at the you know, the last update. That's what I think, the retain copy of the last publication. And subscriber may receive immediately a check their own initiative. Go to the next slide, please. We are slide number 10. Messages are published as to a topic string. Again, I just want to emphasize, when publishing, users have to specify one topic string only. So it is basically the same way that, you know, MQ side, it will be same way for the data par side, that you can only use one topic string to publish or to subscribe. Subscribers can subscribe to topic strings. Once messages are published to this topic string, these messages are delivered to the subscribers. And subscribers can subscribe to many topic strings at the same time. They can also use wildcard in the topic strings. I'll just tell a little bit about the wildcard syntax in the next slide. But that is what the topic string are common to both publishers and the subscribers. Go to the next slide, please. Slide number 11. The topic strings example is, if you have that /sports/pound sign, that pound sign represents all topic elements after the top level topic string called sports. So that is one example, that if you want to receive or you want to subscribe all topics beneath the top level topics called sports, that pound sign will be enough to subscribe all those topic strings. And they are organized in a logical hierarchy, like, you know, the /sports/tennis or /sports/golf. In this case, sports is the top level, tennis and golf, there are two separate topic strings assigned to the top level topic string called sports. When designing a set of topics, it is necessary or it is recommended to use the /character to add structure to the topic string. That gives you more clarity as well as a structure, so therefore you can have many more topic strings in a given top level hierarchy. Go to the next slide, please. Slide number 12. Now we are talking about the subscription. We have two types of subscriptions in the PubSub feature. The one we call the durable, and the other one is non-durable. The non-durable subscription means messages are delivered to subscribers only when they are connected. If they are not connected and there is a publication happens to a given topic string, then those subscriptions will be missed. The subscribers or the consumers will not receive messages published to the topic when they are disconnected. But for durable subscription, messages are delivered to subscriber when they are active as well as when they reconnect or they collect next. So they will not miss any of the messages if the message, the subscription is durable. Okay, go to the next slide, please. Slide number 13. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about how you will configure the necessary artifacts in terms of publish-subscribe model using the MQ Explorer in the MQ server side. Because remember, the MQ server has to be configured first, then only DataPath can integrate its own feature as a client to its, you know, corresponding queue manager. So this is the configuration that I'm talking mainly for the MQ queue manager or the MQ server side. So the requirements here are to create a queue manager. Then once you create the queue manager, then you will create topic and topic strings. Then you will create the subscription queues and create the subscription. And once you created these artifacts, then you will test if the publication on the topic string is working. Then you will also test if the subscriptions are working. Therefore, you have a working model of PubSub in the MQ V7 environment. So let's go to the next slide, slide number 14. Here, I'm just using the MQ Explorer, V7 MQ Explorer, and by using that, you can create a new queue manager. So that is, you know, those who are very familiar with the MQ Explorer, they know how to create it. I'm just giving you some snapshot chart here that you select the new queue, you know, select the queue manager, right click it, you will see the new, and then once you see the new, you will see the screen and type the name of the queue manager. In this case, we are just using a name called WSTEQM, which is the queue manager that we are going to use for this particular purpose. Go to the next slide. In this particular slide, we are still in the creating the queue manager. You see that the queue manager name is there, and there is a log size and the log primary file, log secondary file, etc. And there is also going to be a selection that you want to create also the ServerCon channel. And that ServerCon channel, probably you provide the port number, and if it is, you know, the local host or host name, that etc., you will provide. So therefore, you will be able to create the queue manager by using the MQ Explorer product. So go to the next slide, please. Now we are talking about creating topic. So in this case, there are two things I want to emphasize. One is the topic object, which is the top-level object, and then we have the topic string. The first one, when you are creating a topic, you are giving a name. That name, sports.topic, is the object which will anchor the strings, the topic strings. And in this case, we are just giving the name, sports.topic, and then go to the next screen, we'll see that this is where you provide the topic string. In this case, I gave only the sports. It's just one label. It doesn't have any other structure in this particular example, but you can say sports/tennis or sports/tennis/ say Wimbledon or U.S. Open, something like that. So these are some of the topic strings that you are giving to this particular topic object called sports.topic. Once you finish this, then your topic is created in the queue manager. Go to the next slide, please. Slide number 18. Now we are trying to create some queues. These queues will be used for subscriptions, and that's why we are just creating some local queues using the MQ Explorer. It's the same way, you just provide a name and then go to the next, and then you'll see some other features or the other attributes of the queue, and then you'll be able to create it. This is a graphical user interface and is very user friendly. So you can see all these artifacts to be created using just a single tool called MQ Explorer. Go to the next slide, please. Yeah, this is where you just see this next slide and you see all the default values, and you just finish, then your queues are created. So go to the slide number 20. Here we are trying to create the subscription. Now we already created the queue manager, the topic, the local queue. Now we are trying to create the subscriptions. You give a name and you will see that when you select the subscription, system.default.sub, which is the baseline, you know, the top level subscription, or that's the top level subscription, that will be the parent, will be assigned to it. Then you go to the next slide, which is slide number 21. You will see the extra features where you will give, you know, the target name, where you see the topic name. I don't know, it's not very clearly visible, but you'll see, so you are subscribing. So you're creating a subscription, and you have to provide a topic name. In this case, I'm just giving sports/tennis. So that's what I think the topic name is provided. So go to the next slide, please. Once we created all these artifacts that we described before, now is the time to test if your publications are working, if your subscriptions are working. You can select each one, the topic, the subscription, or the queue, and you'll be able to test. And this is just a screen to show you how you can see the test publication, test subscription, and you can see the status, and you can also see the different, you know, whether you have any message and things like that. So this is a very good tool in terms of testing your configuration within the queue manager side. In the queue manager, you have the topic, you have the subscription, you have the queues and queue manager. Everything there, you'll be able to test, make sure that all your subscriptions as well as the publications, they are working. Now, go to the next slide, please. Slide number 23. This is where I'm trying to bring the data part side. Once we completed the creation of the artifacts for the queue manager, now we are talking the data part side. You know, of course, we did some testing in the queue manager side and we made sure that the publication is working, the subscription is working, and now we are going to come to the data power, and there will be some configuration necessary in the data power side. The rule of thumb is, in the data power, we are going to use multi-protocol gateway service. That is where you're going to configure the service for publishing a particular topic or subscribing to a topic or many topics. So the rule is that most of the time when you are getting a message, either you are publishing, you can subscribing. But you can use also different ways. You can also say I'm publishing and also trying to get a reply. Or I can subscribe from one side, in the front side, and then publish that message to another topic. So that those things are possible. But the main thing here that we are talking about, either your service is doing publication or doing subscription. So that's why we said request rule only, no response rule, may have error rule, process backend error is off under the advanced tab of the multi-protocol gateway service, because you are using the request rule only. And most of the time, you will see that based on the message, your request type will be either XML, SOAP, non-XML, or pass-through. And the response type will be pass-through because you are not expecting any response from the back-end. You know, the only exception will be that if you are publishing, and you are expecting to get a reply from the publishing agent, that time you may need a response. But most of the time, if DataPath is doing one way, so it will be passed through the response time. And in this case, you know, request MQMD is not altered in the sense that, you know, whatever MQMD comes, it will just go back to this, to the back end. Backside MQURL specifies either you publish topic string, these are some of the keywords, unsubscribe topic string, or you can just use publish topic strings, or you can say publish topic string and reply queue for reply messages. These are three different scenarios. So if you are publishing, you will provide a publish topic string, as well as you can also subscribe a topic string at the same time. Or if you are just publishing, you will just use a publish topic string. Number three, you can always publish topic string as well as a reply queue to get your reply message. So these are just the requirements for configuring a multi-protocol gateway service in DataPath. So go to the next slide, please. Now the slide number 24. This is the front side handler of the DataPath. Every multi-protocol gateway has to have a front side handler. So this is what we call a MQ front side handler. And if you look at the highlights, we have added in the version 3.8 and up, these pop sub features are included in Pharma version 3.8.0 or 3.8.1, and that's where the new keywords coming, the subscribe topic string or publish topic string. Now, in the front side, if you are trying to subscribe, you can provide the topic string right there on the red rectangular box. Or you can also do the publish topic string. That way, you know, when you receive some information from the back end, you can always provide that publish topic string. So either way, you can provide that. So let's go to the next slide, please. This is another variation. Either you can do a get queue or publish topic string as well as subscription name. Those two, the red boxes, they go together as a request flow. Or if you want to use the response flow, then the green box will go. So either you have a get queue or a subscription topic string. And if the subscription is durable, then you will provide a subscription name. This is for your request. Now, when you are getting back some information from the back end, you can use a put queue or you can also use a publish topic string. So therefore, the message which you are getting will be also published to a different queue manager. So these are the two scenarios that you can configure. But I think for a simple scenario that I have done some testing, that I have to, you know, we'll talk about a little bit my configuration a little later. But these are some of the generic features that DataPath has that you can use in different scenarios. Go to the next slide, please. Again, you know, this is another, the people who are, you know, familiar with the DataPath, they probably know that MQURL has a built-in feature that you can configure your MQURL for the back end. So in this case, 3.8.0 or higher firmware, they have added these two things called the publish topic strings or subscribe topic strings and subscription name. Please note that if you are doing the publish topic string, you just provide the topic string there, or if you are doing a non-durable subscription, then use subscribe topic strings. Otherwise, you will have to provide a subscription name for a durable topic stream. Subscription, durable subscription. Okay, go to the next slide, please. Here, slide number 27. Here are some examples. I'm giving you that the backend URL says DPMQ, then colon, forward slash, QM, forward slash, question mark, public topic string, the name, and the subscribe topic string and the name. These are different combinations, and the last combination, publish topic string and reply queue, that basically you'll expect a reply message after the publication is done from in the queue manager. Now, you have different combination. You know, you have a request model, request reply model. You have a publication model only, or you have a subscription model. You can also combine different ways. But not all these things are supported at this time, but it is just given that how you can combine different, you know, in the request reply, you have a request message going to backend, reply message coming in to the data file. So that way, you know, you have a request reply. You can always have a request only, or you can have only the subscription. You'll use the subscription in the front, and then the back end will get the subscription and then forward it. Or you can have publication for the back end, then front side you will send the message. So there are different ways you can configure. But I think in my situation, I have one service where I'm doing the publication and another service I'm doing the subscription. Therefore, I'll show you how you can combine, you know, configure these things so that you can publish as a separate application, but you can also subscribe to some of these topics. Go to the next slide, please. Okay, once we have this public subscribe, there is a new feature added into the V7, the MQV7, called message properties. These are some user data with name value pair that can be added to the message. In the MQ message, you have a MQMD, then you have the RFH2 or RFH1 header, then you have the payload. Now, this message properties are another user-defined data. They are basically name value pairs that you can also add into the header. It will not be part of the payload, but it will be part of the header in terms of its own name called message properties. The message properties are only visible in MQV7. If you are using data power, getting a message from the front side with V7 and sending that message to V6, then if the message properties are there in the V7 message, then you will get the RFH2 header in the V6 message, because V6 doesn't support message properties. But if you have both V7 for the front end and for the back end, then the message will have both the message properties. If you want to, you know, use those, otherwise you can also use those as message MQ RFH2 header. Based on these message properties, you can use a message selector to filter out or to select a particular message based on that selection. So we'll have some example of that, and then we'll follow. Go to the next slide, please. Slide number 29. This is the front side handler where we have this selector box added in 3.8 and up. So in the prior, you know, firmware, we didn't have that. Once we added the pop stop, then we added this selector. So in the selector, you will provide whatever the string that you are going to select. Now, for example, if you select color equal to red, so if your message properties has a name called color and the value is red, then the message which has that property will be selected for your subscription. If you can use different type of selection based on the SQL 92 syntax, like OR and things like that, that will give you more, you know, flexibility. But remember, the selection is happening at the queue manager level. Datapile is only using the string to get the message, but most of the work is done at the queue manager side. Therefore, you know, in the broker situation, the application will get everything, all the messages, then you select and then only send it to the subscriber based on your selection. But at this time, B7 has implemented in a very nice way so that the selection happens at the queue manager side so that the performance bottlenecks are reduced. Therefore, the queue manager will provide the message which meets to these particular selection criteria, such as color equal to red, and that has to exist in the message properties. We'll see some of the example later on. Go to the next slide. This is the entire multi-protocol gateway service. The only thing that I just want to make sure that, you know, we have a multi-protocol gateway service. We have this policy. We have the front-side handler. And look at the request type. I'm using request type as XML and the response type as pass-through. And in this example, I'm using this as a publication service. So my front-side handler is HTTP, or it can be MQ, but my back-side, I'm using only public string, publication string, and giving the name of that topic string. Therefore, whatever message that I'm providing to the back-end, the topic given in that URL, the message will be published. Also, in this example, I'm using a message properties style sheet to inject some of the message properties. So we'll show you next those message properties. Go to the next slide, please. This is the rule that I'm using just to show you that I'm using in the transform action. This is just a request rule in the transform action. There is a style sheet called set MQMP-CA, you know, just a name so that you can see why we are doing this at this rule level. In the request rule, when the message is coming, then Datapile is trying to inject that particular message properties to that message. Therefore, when it is published, those message properties are available, and then the subscription or the subscribers can select the messages based on their own choice. So that is just simply showing it's a simple request rule. We have a transform action, we have a result action, and then we have a match action. Okay, go to the next slide, please. And this is just an HTTP front-side handler for publication. So many of you who are familiar with the multi-protocol gateway, you probably know that you have to provide, you know, an IP address or host alias and the port number and the protocol for the HTTP. It's a very simple protocol. So basically the message will come as an XML message. Then the Datapile will process that message, injecting the MQMP message properties and sending that to the backend. Therefore, the backend will publish, the queue manager will publish that message. Go to the next slide, please. This is also similarly that I have shown you the request rule for the subscription. I'm using the routing. I'll show you what I'm using a routing mechanism within Datapile to route different type of message to different client. That is why I'm using the policy or the request rule here. And it's a very simple, same request rule for public subscription. The previous was publication. This is a subscription. Please note, we are using two different multi-protocol gateway. One is for publication, and the other one is for subscription. So go to the next slide, please. And these are some of the output that I captured from probe, that in my subscription, I am getting two messages, and those two messages are routed to two different clients. In this case, the clients are XML firewall loopback proxy. So that's simply saying that in DataPower, if you get a particular message that fits to a particular criteria, you send it to one client. If it fits or matches to another criteria, you send it to a different client. So in a scenario where you have clients like, for example, a subscription coming from the queue manager going through the DataPower, but you want to send it to a FTP client or to HTTP client or to an MQ client or to, you know, a JMS client, all those things you can configure within the DataPower, so the same subscription can go to different clients. Or even you can use the distribution list or many other features that are available in DataPower to send the same subscription to many different ways. Please also note that all your security and threat protection, everything that you get from DataPower is available for you to process within the subscription or the publication model. Go to the next slide, please. This is what the routing part I was telling you, that I'm just getting the message property. If you look at that, I'm trying to pass the message properties and the DP request header MQMP. And then once I get that value, I pass it. And then I derive by using a XPath expression the value of the color. Now, if my message properties color has a value called gray, then I'm selecting this particular route with, of course, you know, just appending that particular color so that I can see whether it is going to the right URL or not. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, how you define your routing for this situation. In my situation, I just had two different XML firewall loopback proxy so that I want to see if the color is gray, you go to port number 3001. If the color is red, you go to port number 3002. Otherwise, you use a default route, which is port 3002. These are all, you know, a loopback proxy for test purposes. And if you note, the last one, I'm using the service routing variable to assign that value. Therefore, the DataPower will route that particular message to the corresponding client. In this case, that even though you have the same IP, the port numbers are different and the URI is also different. So that is just a simple example of showing how your subscription coming to DataPower is routed to different client or different, you know, syntax using different destinations. Go to the next slide, please. This is the front side selector subscription, and just want to show you some highlights here that I have this subscribe topic string called sports/tennis. That is the string, the topic string I'm subscribing, and I'm trying to make sure that the parse properties flag is on. Therefore, I can use the selector. If you look at this, you'll see that the message properties has a name called car.color, and it has the value. Of course, you know, the properties requires there will be some other additional information. I'll show you that, you know, there is a type function, whether you want to show whether that particular name is a string or integer or hexa, things like that. But in this case, we are using the string. So therefore, you'll see that the car dot color equal to within single quote gray, or car dot color equal to red. So that means with this selection, I'll be only receiving two type of message where the color is gray or red. And, you know, I want to take out, you know, any of these RFS2 headers from the message. Therefore, I just select exclude them in the front side. Go to the next slide, please. Okay, this is where I was talking about the message properties. In this case, this is a little bit, you know, I try to capture what is the, you know, URI. Basically, when I'm sending the message, I have call command where I'm sending the URI as gray or red or black or green, something like so that I can publish many messages with a different color. So that is just basically saying if your URI is gray, you say your color is gray or it is red. Otherwise, it's black. Simply just defining what is the color that you're going to inject into your message properties. Go to the next slide, please. This particular slide, which will be slide number 38, where I see that if you see the property, the name equal to car.color, type is string, then I'm using that car-color, which I capture based on my URI when I'm publishing the message. So that is what you can set, whether you want to set as gray or red or green or black, because I want to make sure that I publish many different type of messages with the different colors, but I will only get those two because my selection criteria is defined as car.color equal to gray or car.color equal to red. That's why I just created this mechanism to inject that particular color based on the URI, and other values you can also describe in this way, but we are not using all those properties. We are just using one particular property called the car.color. Now, once you define this structure, the MQMP structure, this is the new structure which is available in 3.80 or 3.81 firmware. And then you will basically serialize the object, serialize that particular structure or the element, and then inject it to your request header. So you see that the request header name is MQMP, and your serialized version value is set. So therefore, you are able to set the message properties when you are publishing that message to the queue manager. Next slide, please. Go to the slide number 39. We are now on slide number 39. Now, that basically concludes the configuration from the data power side. I think I'll probably bring some comments in the summary section, but right now, let's talk a little bit of the troubleshooting. Now, if everything is working, you don't need troubleshooting, but sometimes it doesn't work that way. There may be some situations where you are topic string is wrong, or maybe you are not using the correct configuration. So therefore, we have some debugging techniques in data power, and I think the first thing that you probably use is the debug log label. So I think from the control panel, you'll be able to, you know, set the log label to debug and then run some transaction and see if you are getting more detailed log and see whether the error is happening from the request side or from the, you know, front side protocol or whatever situation that you can see those logs, and that will make some sense, and then you'll be able to debug that. The second part that, you know, you can always enable the probe and see the probe is capturing the multi-step and each step is getting right results. So that will be a good way that you can test that, you know, if your message properties are all there and it is correct, you know, in terms of the different colors as you publish based on your call command, and then see everything, you know, the way you expect. Same way that, you know, the other side, that this is an integration, there will be situations where you may find that the data power is not able to connect to a queue manager. Because those are some of the basic requirements in order to make this PubSub to work, that you have to have an active queue manager set up, and that queue manager has to connect to your back-end queue manager. Therefore, you know, if there is some problem, then you will be able to see some of the MQ region code that will be visible on the system log. So based on those, you know, MQ error code, you will be able to see why, you know, if there is a queue manager connection problem, or if there is a, you know, particular object is not defined, things like that. You know, it's all type of, there may be some user errors, things like that nature. Now, I also provide a link that you can download, and you can use that. That has all the MQ region code information, and you can see what is the name or what is the meaning of a particular region code. For example, MQ2009 will mean that the connection is broken. So either the queue manager is down, or channel is down, or something is down, therefore data power cannot connect, therefore it will say connection broken, 2009. Same thing, 2059. That is just the region code where MQ, the data power will throw if the queue manager is not available. So there are many, many MQ region codes, and those region codes you can see in this particular link. Go to the next slide, please. These are some of the MQ server side. And, you know, when you are dealing with MQ queue manager, we also need to make sure that you are running with the number of connections that you have configured. You are not running with uncommitted messages, or queue handles are within the limit. So these are some few commands. And, you know, you can always look into the MQ error log and see what error that MQ manager is giving based on the interaction between the data power and the queue manager, as well as, you know, some of the connections. You know, like if you are using the unit of work, and then there may be situations where you may find some uncommitted message. So those kind of situations, you will have to check both sides, the queues and the queue manager channel, queue manager, even the size of the message, things like that. You know, if you have a large message coming to data power, and then the queues are not properly set to handle that kind of size, or the vice versa. So those things will have to be considered in terms of your troubleshooting. Now, go to the next slide, please. Now, here, this is what I just wanted to emphasize. In the summary, I know that these are two products, one called the MQ, the other one is data power. In order to understand or integrate these type of activities, you have to have some understanding of the MQ as well as data power. The PubSub is a feature which is added in MQ version 7, and it gives you more flexibility in terms of using this feature, because a lot of things are built in now. You don't have to put the message broker or to run this PubSub. So the native functionality is there in V7, therefore you should be able to use. And the same way, DataPower has implemented the equivalent commands or the features for the DataPower side, and that will integrate together between the server side as well as the DataPower side. Now, in my example, I have used one multi-protocol gateway as the publication. So you have a front-end handler where the HTTP protocol is being used, and then you have a request rule where the message properties are injected, and then the message is published. Then there is another service where the subscription is achieved, you know, received. Therefore, I have the front side is the subscriber, which is a poller. Basically, it will poll the topic. Once there is a message, it will bring. And then for my test purposes, I have made a routing path to make sure based on the selection, I want to show if the two messages are going to two different clients. those are the configurations that I have presented in this particular scenario. And then we have, you know, showed you some of the message property which is new to this 380 and version 7, and those things will work if you have both. But now, if you do not have the version 7, the PubSub still will work if you have the message broker running on the version 6. And there will be no message properties. Rather, you'll have the MQRFS2. And in the MQRFS2, in the user folder, you can define these properties that we discussed today, like the color or the year, etc. Those properties can be accessible to DataPar as well as. Remember, you have to have the 3.8 or 3.8.1 firmware in order to use these PubSub features. And also, we presented some of the techniques of the DataPar troubleshooting as well as the queue manager side. And that shows that, you know, it's a simplified version of the troubleshooting. But again, if you have a deep problem or there is more involved in terms of troubleshooting, you'll always ask DataPar support to help out, because we have the expertise to go to the deeper and then try to help you out. Now, go to the next slide, please. Here, I have given some references, and these references you can access through our web, as well as, you know, some links in the next slide, slide number 43. Some of the, you know, MQ Information Center, some features enhancement, and, you know, message properties explained, things like that. Those areas, we have the IBM guided. So I'm an IBM Education Assistant. Some of the things are explained to be more detailed, so you'll have the opportunity to see those things, and if you link, go to these links. Now, go to the next slide, please. Visit WebSphere support technical exchange site to learn more about upcoming WebSphere support technical exchange webcasts like the one you attended today, and access previously recorded presentations. Developer Works offers in-depth technical information. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMR online. And the My Notification link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. With that, I will conclude my presentation, and I will hand over the meeting to Joseph, and then he will follow up with the further action.
Thank you, Chin, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Kathy, we would like to open the line for questions.
Our first question comes from Chuck Chang. Your line is open.
I have a couple questions. The first is about the subscription stream. My question is how do we deal with the change in your subscription stream? For example, if a company has a lab in China and Singapore, so I create a string called /update/China, another one /update/Singapore. And for some reason, the company decided to add a region there, so it becomes /update/Asia/China, another is /update/Asia/Singapore. But I don't know who my clients are, who my subscribers are, and how do I deal with the change. Do you have any suggestions? That's my first question.
Okay, so that is a very good question. So this is basically, you are talking about the topic structure.
Yes.
I think there is a way that you can, you know, if your subscribers are using some wildcard,
uh-huh.
That's probably, if you change the top label to another label, that probably will work. If they're using specific topics, those subscribers have to be notified, or they have will not get because now the topic string is changed.
Yeah, that's. I think the beauty of this subscription model is that I don't care about my subscribers, but that also imposes some difficulties when I want to make a change.
Yes, so that is why you have to think about how your topic structure, topic will be organized.
Uh-huh.
So it has to be think through in the beginning. Remember, you are changing an architecture here. Your structure of the topic was defined in a way that you could not accommodate a change, but that is something that you have to think about. But if you change the topic structure, probably this, somehow if you don't care about subscriber, then they will not get those subscriptions. But the new subscribers, they will get all the subscriptions.
Okay. So, well, I think my question is, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, we got to think through when we design the architecture. But is there things like an alias to a subject, to a topic, or I can group topic in different ways, you know, kind of working around that?
Yeah, that is also a good point. You reminded me. Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you reminded me.
So,
you can use an alias queue.
Okay.
The alias queue, instead of mapping to a queue, it can map to a topic. So therefore, you can map the topic, what you have defined, based on this alias, and you only subscribe, you know, publish to this alias queue.
Okay. Well, I'm a little confused. When I want to get an event or message from a topic, I thought I tell MQ the topic string I want to subscribe to, and also a get queue that MQ will put a message in so my client can get it, right? So in any way, I got to provide a subscription string anyway. So
yes, so for subscription, I think that will be necessary. I'm talking about publication.
A publication, okay.
Publication. So in terms of publication, no matter what your topic string is, if you have an alias queue, that alias queue is mapping to that.
Okay.
So suddenly you change that topic string, then you just change internally, but your interface doesn't get affected.
Okay. So I can use a queue alias to help me with the publication.
Yes.
But in terms of subscription, I got to think through.
Yeah. But I think you can send me a note. Maybe we can engage the MQ team who have more deeper knowledge in terms of this is a question about administering the topics. So that is something probably we can explore if they can help us. I mean, help you in terms of how we can accomplish this particular change.
Yeah, I think it's not uncommon to run into that situation, especially when the company is growing. Okay, that's my first question. The second question is, I think example, when you subscribe, in your example, if I understand correctly, the subscription example you provide is to use HTTP front side handler, put in message and a data power, will put in a subscription request to MQ and get a message back and send back to the client, original requester, I mean, right? That's the example.
Yeah, the example which I showed you is two things. One example I showed how you can publish a message with a different color tag, you know, in the publication. So that's why the style sheet was used to inject. You know, I had a call command where I'll use the URI value called red or black or green. So that HTTP request will take that URI, will create the message property with a different color, and it will publish in the queue manager side, yes, the top.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm talking about subscription side, which deal with the front end.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's kind of pooling model, if I understand correctly.
Yes,
I want to get a message, and data power fix it, right?
Yes.
How do I convert it to a pushing model? For example, a client wants to subscribe to a topic, and when data power sees it, Okay. Data power will like it's like monitor the queue or monitor the topic on behalf of the client. When data power sees the message, it pulls it and do some magic to send it over to the original requester. I'm not sure I'm making sense. I want to have a pushing model where when I see a new event, I want data power to put it to the client, not wait until the client asks for it.
Yeah, but I think if you use data power, the front side handlers are polar. So they basically will monitor the topic. If there is a message or in the topic, the message is published, these pollers will get these messages, and in the back end, you can send it to a different queue or some other client that you want to send. Maybe I'm not getting, am I telling you the correct way, or your question is different?
Well, we might talk about the same thing. Just I think the scenario is simple. Okay, I want my application to use web service or whatever service whatever protocol they use. They want to tell Tap Power, okay, I want to subscribe to this topic. If there you see any message, tell me. Okay, so that's the kind of pushing model. When Tap Power sees a message under the topic, you try to notify the client or try to send a message to the client.
Yeah, the example which I told you, that
uh-huh.
if you have a front-side handler,
yes.
it will poll, depending on a polling interval. When there is a message in the topic,
uh-huh.
that message will be received, and then you route to different, clients, whoever is subscribing to that message.
Yeah, but your front end is HTTP, right?
No, you can have MQ. This is just an example. You can have.
I like what you're saying. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You can have MQ, or you can have FTP, or you can have, other kinds of protocol. Yes.
Okay, so you're saying that I create a queue.
Yes.
Okay, my client monitors the queue.
Yeah.
The data power sees the message. It put a message in the queue so the client can get it.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I think that's doable. Okay. That's all. That's my question. Thank you very much.
Sure. You're welcome.
Our next question comes from Innocent Legrand. Your line is open.
Yes. Good morning. Thank you, Shin, for your presentation. I'm not using yet data power SOAP plans, and I'm planning to have one included in our share infrastructure here. And I realized that your presentation was mostly based on the configuration aspect of the integration. Could you please quickly give me a drop on how architecture design and the architecture diagram will actually look if I want to include data power in my same infrastructure, if you have to put the data power in the inner DMZ or the outer DMZ or in the internal secure infrastructure?
Well, this is a simplified version that we presented, the functions and the features. The deployment scenario that you are asking, it can be, in DMZ or out of the DMZ. So if you are using, say, for example, a key manager is your internal and you want to publish, subscribe to outside client, they can probably subscribe to data power and you maintain those subscriptions in a file or something. And then once you get the subscription, you can push that to those clients, by using some routing mechanism. But other than that, you can use your deployment scenario either way, in DMG or non-DMG. So it has the features that all data power functionality like SSL, authentication, threat protection, all those things you can use. This PopSub is a new feature which we just added in 3.8.0.
Okay. And you say that you have, this was the shorter version of your presentation. Is it possible to have the full version of your presentation with all the deployment scenarios? Because that's exactly what I'm looking for.
I have not thought through about the various deployment, but if you send me an email, maybe I can give you a little bit more insight.
Yes, I would definitely do that. And... Okay, that's all what I have to ask.
Yeah, so you have my email.
Yes, I have it. I have it on your presentation.
Okay, good. Okay, you send me an email, then I'll try to send some information based on your requirements.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm showing no further questions.
Thank you, Kathy. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.